The crisis of change itself. When big changes happen in our lives, we tend to view them initially as crises. The previous mention of climate change is a perfect example. When the climate of the world began to shift, it caught many people off guard. Although the teachings of native traditions around the world have warned us for centuries to expect these changes, and the geologic history of the Earth clearly shows us that we're on course for a cyclic shift in climate, average people going about their everyday lives simply weren't expecting it. And it's no surprise they weren't. In the memories of the people living today, the weather patterns of the last century or so had become familiar, regular, and predictable. The temperatures and growing seasons for our farms and gardens had become as sure as night and day. Then, suddenly, they all changed. My wife and I experienced this change personally in the high deserts of northern New Mexico. The area is known for its low humidity and abundance of sunshine and generally mild weather. Although rainfall is rare throughout much of the year, the New Mexico desert has traditionally experienced what the locals call the monsoon rains in the summer months. Like clockwork, beginning in July each year, the warm, moist air from the Gulf of Mexico makes its way north to collide with the cold, dry air coming across the mountains of Colorado and New Mexico. Each afternoon, when these air masses meet, they create a remarkable display of lightning and massive thunderstorms. Such downpours of rain continue throughout much of the summer. They did, that is, until recently. New Mexico and much of the desert southwest is currently in the midst of a full-blown, multi-year drought. And for the first time in the memory of residents who've lived in the area for many generations, local ranchers are being forced to sell off their cattle and local farmers to abandon their crops because they can no longer sustain them. For the people and the economy of New Mexico, the shift in the weather is a crisis that's forcing them to change the way they think and the way they live. Caught by surprise. June 30th, 2012, will go down in the record books as the night that took the weather experts by surprise. While meteorologists saw the converging patterns of heat and moisture on their radar screens, even they were in awe at the size and severity of the storms that the patterns formed. Quote, "The widespread nature of the radar image we saw is a very rare occurrence," said Stephen Conerick, a meteorologist at the National Weather Service. "We could not have been planning on that magnitude of an event." End of quote. The cost of the damage from the storm system that stretched from the upper Midwest of the United States all the way to the eastern seaboard that night was about three-quarters of that from Hurricane Irene from August of 2011, one of the worst storms in U.S. history. Even with the help of approximately 600 utility workers and emergency crews that came from as far away as Texas, Michigan, and Florida, thousands of East Coast residents would remain without power well into the following week. A local noted how the storm caught everyone off guard, stating, "I guess it was a real surprise to everyone, even them." By them, he meant the weather forecasters. While the severity of such storms may come as a surprise to meteorologists and forecasters, to those living close to the cycles of nature, it does not. Almost universally, ancient texts and indigenous traditions have warned that now is precisely the time when we can expect to experience tremendous change on many levels of our lives, including global climate and local weather. They've known that the change was coming for a simple reason, because it always does. As described in my 2009 book, Fractal Time, every 5,000 years or so, the cycles of the sun and the position of the Earth in space conspire to bring about massive changes in our world, such as the one highlighted by the geologic studies described earlier in this chapter. The fact that such changes are now documented scientifically adds to the credibility of our ancestors' wisdom. And because the changes are based upon cycles that are predictable and simple to calculate, it's not difficult to identify when the last great change occurred and then to calculate when it will appear again. The essence of the changes described by those who have experienced them in the past follows a worldview that's simple and intuitive. It's essentially a map of relationships that gives meaning to our time of extremes. This map helps us to make sense of the underlying reality driving many of the crises we face today, the key is simply this. When the world changes, we are changed. We are changed as people. We're changed as communities. We're changed as societies and even nations in the presence of our changing world. So when we see the magnitude of what's unfolding right now, we can be absolutely certain that we are in the midst of a big change in our lives, as are our families, friends, and neighbors. We can also be certain that the changes we're undergoing are happening quickly. As we find nature being pushed to the limits of what's possible to sustain life, the extremes are pushing us as individuals, families, and communities as well. They're pushing us in ways that are sometimes obvious and sometimes subtle. The extremes of life are forcing us to think differently about ourselves and reconsider how we sustain our jobs, careers, health, and relationships. In order to make sense of the seemingly senseless hardships affecting every facet of society, we're all being pushed to look beyond the wisdom handed down to us by our parents and their parents before. This is where the message at the core of our most cherished spiritual traditions, the message of our unity with the world and nature cycles, is now taking on new meaning and new relevance in our everyday lives. While our ancestors generally understood the relationships between us, our world, and cycles of change, I'm not suggesting that every single member in every age group of every indigenous tribe possess this knowledge. What I am suggesting is that the general theme of cyclic change being driven by Earth's location in space and how this would impact our planet and our lives seems to have been an accepted principle in our ancestors' worldview. And it's easy to see why. Once the wisdom keepers, ranging from the Maya of the Yucatan and the scribes of ancient Egypt, to the students of the Hindu Yuga cycles, established the motion of earth and heavens, the rest simply made sense. Until being confirmed by the modern science of the mid-20th century, however, this ancestral knowledge continued to be held only by people of indigenous cultures.